This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. The PGA Tour suspended golfers who elected to also participate in a new, highly lucrative tour that just finished its first event in London. The LIV Tour is funded by the Saudi Arabian government's Public Investment Fund. Its supporters, including American participant Phil Mickelson, have drawn criticism for aligning themselves with them and profiting. What's going on in the golf world right now as a result? How are players dealing with the issues it raises over being seen as endorsing Saudi Arabian leaders and questions of their obligation to already existing tours? Gary D'Amato has covered golf in Wisconsin for several decades, including for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now for Wisconsin.golf. Gary, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ron. I appreciate it.
Now, I think this is one of those stories, Gary, where there are some people in the golf world who are super focused on it, and some people are just kind of hearing about it, maybe even for the first time. Give us the nuts and bolts. What is this Saudi Arabian-backed tour? Why is it controversial in the golf world?
Well, yeah, that's a big loaded question. It's a new tour that is funded by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, which is, you know, talking billions of dollars. The PGA Tour can't compete with that kind of money. So what's happening is that this new LIV Tour, of which Greg Norman is the sort of the mouthpiece and sort of the head of the whole tour, they are siphoning off players from the PGA Tour by offering them huge money, just appearance fees. For instance, Phil Mickelson is getting a reported $200 million to this tour, and Dustin Johnson, $150 million. And even and journeymen and players who are in their 40s and really haven't won tournaments in $5 and $10 million to jump to this tour. And then it's offering huge purses on top, $25 million for this past weekend's purse, with $4.75 million winner Charles Schwartzel from South Africa. So we are talking enormous amounts of money. The players, it's 54 hole tournaments instead of 72 PGA Tour. There are no cuts, so you are guaranteed to make money. Last place this past week paid $120,000 to a guy who shot three scores around 80. There's no real competition, and it's just sort of a legend of the PGA Tour between players who are going to this tour and players who are supporting the PGA Tour.
Now, there's a couple points of controversy here. Some golfers have criticized it because it's backed by the Saudi Arabian government. Looking back at the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, other human rights abuses. Is this something that you're hearing people in the golf world talk about, the moral hazard of joining this tour?
So many of the players who are not going over to Saudi Arabia and to the LIV Tour are talking about that subject. And the players who are going are sort of glossing over it, saying, you know, we're here to grow the game of golf. We're, you know, this is Saudi Arabia trying to take steps to improve itself. But a lot of people are seeing right through the glass and saying they're just going for the money, which is kind of what I happen to believe. Being thrown enormous amounts of money at these guys. And what I say, Rob, is that if Saudi Arabia really wanted to show how progressive it is, it would fund a women's tour and throw that money at women. But of course, I don't think that's going to happen.
Now, this isn't new. This isn't new in the sports world. There have been questions about, you know, American leagues trying to not offend China so that Chinese consumers will still buy, you know, say NBA products or things like that. Olympics, all sorts of politics getting in the way in those. Is this something you've seen in the golf world before, though?
A little bit, because the PGA Tour does do business in China. They are trying to grow the game in China, and we all know that China's, is guilty of many human rights abuses and has a pretty poor record in that department, too. So, and the NBA has, of course, is all in on China. So this has happened, but not to this extent, and not so visible with the top players in the world going over and playing on this tour.
Talking to Gary D'Amato, longtime golf reporter in Wisconsin, now with Wisconsin.golf, talking about this LIV golf tour sponsored with big money by a Saudi Arabian investment fund. Now, Gary, that the Saudi Arabian human rights angle is part of the story here. There's also, I think, a notion, if I'm reading this right, from the PGA of, like, you know, dance with the one that brung you. The PGA Tour is where a lot of these golfers got on the map. That's where they rose through the ranks, and now they're jumping ship for big money. Can you talk about these issues of, I guess, loyalty to the organization?
Yeah, absolutely. The PGA Tour is a membership organization that's been around for nearly a century now. And, you know, what the PGA Tour can't offer the type of money that the Saudis offers, but what they can offer is true competition, for one thing. I think people through right now that the LIV Tour is not really competition. I mean, if you're having a bad day on the golf course and you know that you're still going to make money no matter what you do, I don't grind as hard as you do maybe on the PGA Tour, where it's a true meritocracy and you're paid for your performance. Also, what the PGA Tour can offer is history and legacy, and that's something obviously that the LIV Tour has absolutely nothing or none of. Credibility, stability, the PGA Tour has all those things going for it, and right now the LIV Tour does not.
And a recent piece, you heard from Wisconsin golfers, Steve Stricker in particular. What did you hear from him and his thoughts about this whole dust-up?
Yeah, I asked him if he were, you know, Steve's 55 and obviously past his prime, although he still, you know, plays very well. But he's not going to be a winner on the PGA Tour anymore. And I asked him if he was 30 years old and in the top 10 in the world as he was back then, what would he do if the Saudis had him and offered him, you know, 20, 30, 40 million to jump ship? And he said, you know, really, I can say right now I wouldn't go. But he said, I'm saying that now at age 50. What would I do, you know, then? It's impossible to say. He said it would have been a decision. And I will say, Rob, that, you know, it's easy for people to criticize the golf for going over and saying, you know, they're supporting their Saudi effort to sport rush its record and a terrible regime and all these things. But up in their shoes and someone throws, you know, $50 million at you, what would you do? I think it's a harder decision than people would think it is. Talking just about morals and ethics, and would you do it on those grounds? Well, things change. A lot of money is thrown your way, as we've seen.
Now, is there anything that says if I were a high-class golfer, which I am not, but if I were, is there anything to say I couldn't do both? I couldn't keep doing the PGA Tour and take the extra cash to do this Saudi Arabian tournament?
Not, because the PGA Tour clearly sees the LIV Tour as a huge threat. Siphoning players to play in events that are opposite PGA Tour events. So they are losing players to this league. And so the PGA Tour has said it's down his foot and said, anyone who not giving you releases to go play in these tournaments, and if you do, you are suspended. So all the players who have gone over there have been suspended. Some of them have resigned their PGA Tourship, and people say, why would they resign? Well, it's so, this is headed toward litigation. Certainly, it's going to wind up in the courts at some point. And the players who don't want to get, you know, will probably get dragged into this in court. So they're resigning so they don't have to worry about, you know, being brought into court and being sued.
Gary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Gary D'Amato. He covers golf for Wisconsin.golf. He was with us today to talk about how the PGA and the golf world are responding to a new Saudi-backed professional tour that's raising issues of loyalty and morality for golfers. If you have been following this, love to hear from you. If you're in the golf community here in the state, do you have a thought on whether this is good or bad for the game? If you want to see golfers take this Saudi offer up, let us know. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.